The people of Judah had returned to their homeland and were rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. The prophets Haggai and Zechariah were there to help them persevere and complete the work. Then a delegation of Jews came to see Zechariah to ask God if they should continue to keep the days of fasting that had been instituted in memory of the fall of Jerusalem. The word of the Lord came to the prophet to say that fasting had no value if it was merely a ritual. To mourn and fast should be the sign of true repentance. What the Lord required was justice, mercy, and obedience to his word. Then God announced that the time would come when the days of fasting would become joyful festivals for Judah. On that day, he said, Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth, and Zion the Holy Mountain. God would save his people and bless them. Many nations would come to entreat the Lord, the God of Israel. Zechariah's prophecies contain many predictions concerning Messiah. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend to the ends of the earth. The first part of this prophecy was accomplished at Christ's first advent. He came as Israel's humble king. For his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, he rode on a donkey, and he came to bring salvation. The last part of the prophecy will be fulfilled at his second advent, when Christ comes to establish his universal reign of justice and peace. But the prophet was warned that Israel's eternal glory belonged to the distant future. The people would first reject their true shepherd. This shepherd, chosen by God, would be sold for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a common slave, and the money would be thrown down in the house of the Lord to the potter. This prophecy was fulfilled during our Lord's earthly ministry, when the chief priest purchased the potter's field with the 30 pieces of silver that Judas received for betraying Christ, and which he threw down in the temple. The rejection of the good shepherd and the harm done to the flock was portrayed when Zechariah broke the two staffs called favor and union. This symbolized the end of the Lord's gracious dealing with the nation. For a long time to come, Israel would suffer the loss of God's favor and the end of internal peace and unity, and the nation would be given over to a bad shepherd. Zechariah foretold future conflicts for the Jews. All the peoples of the earth would gather against them, but the Lord would make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for the nations, a stone that would injure whoever tried to move it. The Lord would protect the city and strike the nations that attack it. He would pour out on the people a spirit of grace and supplication. They would look on the one they had pierced and grieve bitterly because of him. On that day a fountain would be opened to cleanse the people from sin and impurity. All unrighteousness would be removed from the land. God called the true shepherd of Israel, the man that is my fellow, meaning the man my equal. Christ was both God and man. He was deity united to humanity in one unique person. A sword would strike this shepherd, and the flock would be scattered. The inhabitants of the land would perish, except for one third. But this remnant, when refined and purified, would be the Lord's people. Zechariah's prophecies end with the description of the future day of the Lord. At that time, the nations would attack Jerusalem. The Lord himself would come with his saints to save his people. His feet would stand on the Mount of Olives, which would split in two, forming a great valley through which the survivors from the city could escape. The enemy armies would be struck with a plague that would rot their flesh and their bodies, and they would turn against each other. It would be a unique day, without light or darkness. Then living water would flow from Jerusalem. The Lord alone would be king. Everything in Judah and Jerusalem would be holy, and all nations would come each year to worship the king. Next episode, the completion of the temple.